So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara relating the following incident. Nechemya bereid de Rav Chaniloi, while engrossed in learning, accidentally walked out of his Tchum Shabbos, leaving him stranded and restricted to Dalai Lamas. When Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman what can be done to help Rav Nechemya out of his predicament, Rav Nachman advised, Asiloi mechitza shal b'nei adam yikanis, make a path with a human partition leading back to his Tchum. Even if the enclosure only comes to within two amas of his tchum, he may re-enter in accordance with Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that anybody within two amas of his tchum may go back inside the tchum. Eisver Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok l'Rav. Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok asked from a braisa that forbids using a person, animal, or utensils as a temporary wall of a sukkah on Yom Tov, indicating that it is usher to make a human wall on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara answers that there is another braisa that allows using a person or a bed as a wall for a sukkah and seems to support Rav Nachman. However, kashna dadi, these two braisas apparently contradict each other. The Gemara offers three approaches to resolve the contradiction. Loi kasha, har Rebbe Eliezer, har Rabbanan. Perhaps the first braisa follows Rebbe Eliezer, who does not allow using window shutters unless they are attached and hanging from the window, which makes them part of the structure. And he is not making even an oil aray, but otherwise forbids oil aray, while the second braisa follows the Rabbanu who are much more lenient and allow oil aray temporary structures. The Gemara rejects this approach, because Rabbi Yechanan taught, Hakol moedim shein oisin oil aray betchila. All agree that one may not make a new temporary partition, as in the case of the human partition for the sukkah. Loi nechleku el lohisef. Rabbi Eliezer forbids even a temporary addition, while the Rabban allow adding a temporary partition to an existing wall, as in the case of the shutters. Hakre Meir, Hakre Yehuda. The first braisa which forbids making a human or animal wall follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that an animal is a valid wall for a sukkah, therefore he may not put it up on Yom Tov. The second braisa which permits making a human or animal wall follows Rabbi Meir, who says that an animal is not a valid wall for a sukkah, therefore he may put it up on Yom Tov because it does not accomplish anything anyway. The Gemara rejects this approach, because maybe Rav Meir only invalidated animals as walls because they may run away, but humans who know to stay where they should be would be valid walls and should therefore be usher to use on Yom Tov. Hava HaRabbanan. Both braisas hold like the Rabbanan that it is mutter to temporarily add on to an existing structure, but usher to make a new temporary structure. V'keilim akeilim loy kasha, habedovin shlishes, habedovin revias. The braisa that says that it is usher to make a wall of kelim for the sukkah is talking about using them for the third wall, which validates the sukkah. While the braisa that says it is mutter to make a wall of kelim for the sukkah is talking about using them for the fourth wall of the sukkah, which does not accomplish anything since the sukkah is valid without that wall. Rashi speaks out that adam ha-adam cannot be answered similarly, because the braisa states, Oysa adam es chaver daifin kidei sheyoichel v'yishta v'yishin. One may make a human partition for the sukkah so that he may eat, drink, and sleep, clearly indicating that it is permitted even for the third wall. Therefore, we must say, Adam ha-adam nami loy kasha, kan ledas, kan shaloy midas. The discrepancy between the two braises about using a human partition can be answered, that the braise that forbids using a human partition is speaking of a person who realizes that he is being used as a wall, and will therefore be mindful to stand erect like a wall. While the braisa that permits using a person as a wall is speaking of a person who does not realize he's being used as a wall and will never not stand in a way that makes it obvious that he is a wall. The Gemara continues that according to this resolution, we must say that Rav Nachman permitted making a human partition to allow Nechemya to re-enter the Tchum only when none of the people realize that they are being used as walls. And Rav Chisda, who gathered them all together, was not one of the people used to form the walls. Zok the Mishnah. One who went out of his tchum with permission, as Rashi explains, to do a mitzvah, such as le'edus ha'chaydish, to testify to seeing the new moon, or lahatzel min ha'gayis min ha'nahar, to save lives, or chacham ha'bal li'aleid, a midwife to assist in the birth, v'amrloi, kvarnasa ma'isa, and he was informed that he is no longer needed for the mitzvah. He is still granted a new tchum of 2,000 amas in every direction from where he is. Im hoye b'toich ha'tchum, ki lo yotza. There is a machlokes in the Gemara how to interpret this phrase. Rabbi explains that it simply teaches that if he was still within his original tchum, he measures his tchum from his original location. If he was outside his tchum, he is restricted to the new tchum of 2,000 amas from his current location. Rav Shimon bar Chiya explains that if his new tchum of 2,000 amas overlaps his original tchum, we apply the concept of havla'as tchumen, overlapping tchumen, and he can walk back into his original tchum. and all the way back home. Rabbah apparently does not apply the concept of Havlas Tchumen. The Gemara cites two examples as proof that we do apply Havlas Tchumen. First, in a case where a person was in a 4,000 amah long cave at the onset of a Shabbos, which makes the entire cave his Makom Shvisa, and the area on the ground above the cave was less than 4,000 amahs. We use Havlas Tchumen to permit him to carry the entire length of the area above the cave and an additional 2,000 amahs from the two entrances in each direction. Second, we also have a case of overlapping Tchumen when the second Tchum only became operative on Shabbos itself. A person walked 2 amahs beyond his Tchum, where his new Dalet Amos overlaps his original Tchum, and Rabbi Eliezer therefore allows him to walk back into his original Tchum. The Chacham who did not allow him back in disagree only in the case of Ledvar HaRishus, where he went out of the Tchum for discretionary matters, but if it was Ledvar Mitzvah, for the purposes of a Mitzvah, they agree that we apply the concept of Lost Tchumen, and he may re-enter.